Welcome to session three of the Tantadent Mindfulness Group Reconnect Taster Sessions. This is the audio recording for session three, Mindfulness in Everyday Life. So just inviting you to adopt a sitting position now and choosing one that feels right for you at the moment, whether it's on the sofa, on a chair, or on a cushion on the floor. And just choosing wisely what feels comfortable for you for the next 8 to 10 minutes. And inviting you to either have the eyes open or closed, or perhaps just gazing down at the floor ahead. And again, inviting you at any point to change this if you feel you'd like to during the practice. And now dropping the attention to the feet. So feeling the feet on the floor, noticing the contact between all the parts of the feet with the ground, and the ground coming up to support the feet. And then moving the attention to where the body is in contact with the seat. So noticing perhaps any sensations of weight, steadiness and groundedness where the body is in contact with the seat. And then moving the awareness to the hands, noticing perhaps the hands in contact with the thighs or gently folded in the lap. And noticing these three points of contact, feet, seat, and hands on the thighs or clasped in the lap. I'm inviting you now just to notice the sense of the lower half of the body going down into the ground, feeling supported. And now moving the attention to the upper half of the body, noticing the openness across the chest and the rib cage, allowing the shoulders to be at ease, and noticing the shape of the spine, perhaps following the spine gently from the lower back up through the back, all the way to the neck. Keeping the chin just gently tucked in so that the neck is long, and the top of the head pointing towards the ceiling and the sky beyond. And just having this sense of awareness of being grounded in the body, if that's possible for you at the moment. The feet, the seat, the hands, and the upper body in a wakeful and dignified, but also easeful position. And now noticing perhaps the breath as it gently enters and leaves the body. Just tuning into the felt sense of the breath in the body, and wherever it feels strongest for you right now. And so the breath might feel strongest in the belly, the rise and fall of the belly, or perhaps it feels stronger in the chest, in the lungs and the rib cage area, or maybe at the nose, at the nostrils. Just tuning into the breath wherever it feels strongest for you right now. Noticing the in and the out breath, and perhaps choosing to really follow the breath as closely as you can, from the very beginning of the in breath all the way through the in breath to the little pause at the top of the breath, and then following the out breath all the way to the little pause at the end of the out breath. And then just noticing how the body naturally picks up the next breath. And as we tune into this awareness of the body grounded and the breath in the body, perhaps noticing the mind is wandering. Perhaps it's being pulled back in time to memories, or maybe forwards into anticipatory thoughts of what might be to come later. Or maybe it's just here in the present moment thinking about what we're doing. So just kindly attending to that, noticing the mind wandering. And then patiently and persistently bringing the attention back to the body grounded and to the breath in the body. And now inviting you for the next part of this practice to maintain some awareness of your body grounded and the breath in the body, but now bringing some attention to the area of the heart. And just noticing whatever is here for you right now in this space in the body, whether it's sensations or temperature. You may like to put your hand on your heart area just to really tune into the felt sense of the heart in the body. And I'm just going to invite you now to join me in doing a very short gratitude practice, really. And we're just going to start by noticing in the body where we feel at ease. So really tuning into different parts of the body and noticing, if we can, where there is a sense of ease and comfort. Maybe it's a general sense in the whole body, or maybe there's a particular part of the body that you feel grateful for some sense of ease. And if that's difficult to do, then that's not a problem, don't worry. Just the act of acknowledging gratitude is in itself a beginning, a starting place. And now inviting you in the next phase of this short gratitude practice to bring to mind a person or a place or an experience that you've had. And bringing to mind a person or a place that you care about, or a pleasant experience that you're grateful for. And just noticing the sensations that arise in the body, maybe the emotions that come with this attuning in, and any thoughts associated with the person, the place, or the experience. And then just for the final few moments of the practice, seeing if it's possible to extend that sense of gratitude and kindness just out towards the wider space around you and your wider experience around you. And maybe to all the people around you that you come into contact with in your life. Just offering them some gratitude and some kindness in whatever way feels appropriate for you. You may want to say these words in your head. May you be well. May you be as happy as you can be. May you be at peace. And then coming away from particular focus on a wider sense of gratitude and coming back to the body and coming back to the breath. Tuning in to the sensations of feet on the floor, body on the seat, hands resting on the thighs or in the lap. And coming back to the breath, tuning in to the sense of breathing in and out of the body. And when you're ready to, and in your own time, just gently opening the eyes if you've had them closed. Maybe just looking around the room and taking in the colours and the textures, the shapes and the shadows of your immediate area. And feeling ready to step into the next moment of your experience.